Dragon's Bear Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Let's go. Brad is off today. He'll be back next Friday. 615-844-5600. That is the FNM Bank hotline. And if you do want to tweet the show, at Bill is King. And also you can email the show, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. Matter of fact, let me find this one here. This was actually sent to the WNSR email and then forwarded to me. And this is Robert. Says, Bill, will these kids need legal representation for the NIL endorsements? And if so, will the schools provide that legal expertise? Love the show, Bill. Don't see how you deal with some of the callers. They're annoying. And I want to just call in to tell them to stop calling. that would be Jeff. I think Jeff in the borough brings everybody down. I think that's what's happening here. They'll have help at the schools. And each school, I believe, has set up an office where you have people that can help you with questions about name, image, likeness. Now, they cannot facilitate your name, image, likeness money, but they can help you with whatever you may need help with. Maybe it's IRS advice. Maybe it's weighing out your options or something. Are players going to get into deals that they wish they hadn't gotten into because there's a better deal, but they thought, just go ahead and take it. Here it is. They're first. Let's do it. There's going to be all kinds of items like that. It's going to be messy in some areas. It really is. Jim has dialed us up down in Jupiter, Florida. Welcome in, Jim.
Well, Bill, I called thinking that this was the Brad Powers segment. I actually got on the air or listening to it and see that Brad's out. But, you know, Bill, I've done a little gaming, a little gambling in my time. So can I give you, you know, your callers and your listeners a sure thing, a sure bet?
Absolutely.
Texas A&M will never win a national title. Never bet on them to win it all. Just know that.
So sure can you get a bet that's forever? Like here's what I want to put money down that they never win one. When can you collect though on forever?
Yeah, I think there's got to be a time limit. Maybe we could do 5, 10 years, whatever. If you think Jimbo is going to be there 10 years, and Jimbo actually he's turned around, he's got the fire back, but we all know they're not winning it all. So maybe get a 5-year or 10-year bet on that. Texas A&M won't win an Natty. I mean that we know. So bet that if you can get that bet. Now to the real reason I called. You know, I'm getting a lot of, oh, you know, Texas and OU don't bring anything to the SEC from the SEC people. Listen to me, folks. Oklahoma will be winning SEC titles and probably natties in this conference, and it won't take that long. I mean, OU is so set for this move. This move is going to give Oklahoma the chance to actually recruit D the way they need to. And even though that the SEC's opened it up a lot with offense, just offense in general has opened up, it's not going to be, you know, the air raid every week. They're going to be able to get defense. And we know Oklahoma's problem has been when they get into the playoff, they can't make stops. That's going to change by getting into the SEC. Oklahoma will win national titles and will win SEC titles, and it will not take that long. That's my take there. What do you think about that?
I think they'll have a chance to compete for it. Like we've talked about, they got to get better on the defensive side of the ball, like that they think they're doing, and they might. We'll find out this year about that, but they do feel like they're heading in the right direction there. But I think they'll be in the conversation for it. I'd be shocked if it goes downhill for them.
Well, yeah, and I'm talking, you know, once they're in the SEC, they're going to be able, and now it's going to happen because everyone knows it's going down. They're going to recruit different level players on defense, and even more importantly, they're not going to have to go against those crazy offenses in the Big 12 weekly that you have to recruit for that. But when you get into the playoff, your team and your defense isn't suited to go against an Alabama, a Clemson, you know, the big, rough, tough guys that are just going to – you got to make stops, and they just haven't been able to make stops. And that's where it's going to come in. And here's one other thing. This goes out to old Nebraska K or Nebraska Karen. It won't take long for Texas to overtake A&M, too. You know, Texas has always been daddy. And A&M, daddy's coming home to spank you again. That's all I got for you.
All right. Thanks, Jim. Down in Jupiter. No fan in the 863 here on Twitter. Bill, seeing how Oklahoma handles playing an SEC schedule, priceless, giving an 17 or 18-year-old almost seven figures with no guidance is stupid. Very true. Yeah, that's so true. The stories that are going to come out of this, you give a college student, particularly, let's say if it's your first year, a big-name recruit that commands a lot of attention, and a company promises them seven figures for name, image, likeness. How many 18-year-old boys, these are not men, okay, would have the maturity to have all that money in their pocket and still go to class and still take care of the day-to-day grind, which is being a student athlete? Very few. Very, very few. Now, I don't know, are schools going to be set up to where they can rig their grades, or are they really going to be objectively looking at their grades? Where's the incentive there? Because they're worth way more to you on the football field, right? No, it's a very, very good point. From Noel Fan in the 863. That's an excellent point. Now, to Oklahoma, negotiating a SEC schedule, they'll be okay there. Oklahoma right now puts as much talent on the field of play as any team in the SEC, with the exception of Alabama. And maybe Georgia. Yeah, maybe Georgia. Georgia's better on defense than Oklahoma. Oklahoma's better on offense than Georgia right now. So that would be one you could debate a little bit. I think Georgia maybe overall probably might have a little bit more depth in talent in recruiting, but it's relatively close. Right now, if you were to take Oklahoma, and Brad even told us his power rating for this year, right now would have Oklahoma number two. Alabama one, Oklahoma two, Georgia three. That's the way he'd have them lined up. I believe he had, did he have LSU four, probably Florida five? I think it's somewhere in there like that. Texas, he had about eighth. He had a middle of the pack. If you rank them right now, if you took Texas today and put them in the league, he'd have them ranked around midway, eighth, out of 16. But Oklahoma, if you took them right now, they'd be right at the top. They wouldn't be ahead of Alabama, no. But they would be right in there behind Alabama. And you would be arguing about them and maybe Georgia for that two slot. That'd be interesting. Yeah, Oklahoma is very well set up for this jump, I think. The GOAT down on the Emerald Coast says, Bill, OU and Texas definitely make the SEC better, and they both bring values, but let's not get it twisted. The SEC gives OU and Texas more value also. It's symbiotic, I think so, between the two. Top water assassin. Bill, I don't think the SEC wants Clemson. And it's Clemson's last several games against the SEC. Now, the last one was the LSU game they lost in the championship game, but South Carolina, they beat pretty much every year now. In 19, they played A&M, beat them 24-10. In 18, they played Alabama in the championship game, beat them 44-16. Played A&M in 18, now that was a tight game, but won it 28-26. Lost Alabama in the championship in 17, 24-6. And where else do we have them? Auburn, they played in 17, beat them 14-6. In 16, played Alabama in the title game, 135-31. So of their last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 SEC games, they're 8-2. Clemson is. There's an Alabama loss in there in 17, and there's the LSU loss in 19. So Clemson isn't worried about SEC teams. Clemson's not even worried about Alabama. Alabama's the best program, but that's a pretty good record right there. I believe he listed, I believe, the last 10, 8-2. We'll get the first break. Again, no Brad today. Brad will be back next week. He's on vacation. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We do see some traffic volume, but it's moving here on 24, passing the White's Creek Pike exit here in the Jolton area. That wrecks to the side, 65 north at OHB in the Madison area. Still not too bad coming down I-40 here and through Hermitage, Donaldson, as all that traffic continues to come in from Wilson County. Princess Hot Chicken is hiring at both locations. You can apply and order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Yeah. Are you looking to start your own home gym? Hey guys, it's Zach, and I've got the hookup for you. Premier Fitness Source has opened a new location here in the Nashville area, and they are there to help you build the gym of your dreams. They can help you with residential and commercial exercise equipment and with the entire process from design to sales, installation, and maintenance. They are located at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. From ellipticals to weight benches, they have all the tools you need to achieve your health and fitness goals. Go check out their website at premierfitnesssource.com or go see them in Brentwood at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 next to Publix. And check out their Instagram at PFS_Tennessee. Be sure to tell them that we sent you to receive a free gift. Again, that address is 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. At Premier Fitness Source, they are committed to more than your satisfaction.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
He's back and we've got him. The George Plaster Show.
Hold on, who is that person?
That was me. Over the bag of Cheetos.
Perry, how long have you been on radio in this market? At what moment do you think when you're doing a live bid, it's okay to open Cheetos on the air?
What in the hell?
Live, local, George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for today: sunshine, highs 94, heat index values make it feel like 102. For tonight, mostly cloudy, 70 degrees. Sunshine for Saturday, warm, highs near 95. Saturday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms, 71. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
The arena of ideas is now open for your telephonic interactions. 615-844-5600. The Bill King Show.
All right. This was expected overnight, looking at the markets. Bloody red. Yucky, yucky red today. At least open. Right now, the futures are down almost 30 on the S&P. In case you're keeping up. In case you're scoring at home. Just Business down in Hoover, Alabama. Bill, who was that lawyer you had on a few times last time expansion was a thing? Might be a good time to have him on again to talk about TV contracts and the legal angle there. Did I have on a different... Now, the lawyer we've had on most recently within the last year or so is Neil Blackman. He's a good friend of ours. He lives down there in Fort Lauderdale. And he is a practicing lawyer, but he also writes for Saturday Down South and some other publications. And he is a college football, college basketball, loves soccer, loves soccer. He's a big aficionado. And we've had him on. He's really good. Is that the guy you're talking about? Now, if you're talking about 10 years ago, I don't remember a lawyer. If there was one, I don't recall. Trying to think. Did we use some lawyer I forgot about 10, 11 years ago? I don't think so. The most recent would be Neil Blackman. Maybe we get him on sometime next week. I got to get Rusty next week. I know that. But I believe that's who you're talking about. If it's somebody else, they have escaped my memory. If it's another lawyer. Anyways, where are we going to go? Dane has checked in this morning. Welcome in, sir.
What's going on, Bill? It's rare that I call you 2 days in a row, but you're provoking thought.
Okay.
Okay, so Where are the academics in all this? Has anybody in the academic community spoke out? I hadn't heard anything in all this.
Not that I'm sure they have, but not that I've seen. Academia typically is anti-athletics. Now, that doesn't mean everybody, but usually on campus, there's a polarizing feeling between the two, usually.
And then here's another thought I have, Bill. So let's say, quarterback at Alabama, Joe Smith. Coca-Cola pays his hot shot kid coming out of high school. He's been a year or two, gets a couple $1 million. He's the best quarterback in the country. And then Otto, the offensive lineman, is not getting as much as Joe Smith, superstar quarterback. What happens if Otto decides not to block for the quarterback? Because he's jealous.
The locker room dynamic of this is real. And I've heard coaches bring it up, and I've brought it up here on this show many times before. The difference in salaries, let's just put it the way it should be put, the difference in salaries will cause problems. How about, Dane, you got a quarterback on campus who's proven he's a good player. In games, he's the starting quarterback, but a five-star hotshot signs with him and immediately gets way more money in name, image, likeness than the guy who's already playing. That's a problem. That's a big problem.
It sounds like a mess. And Bill, do you believe, because I'm starting to believe it, the more I listen to you and the more I read a few things here, I think this is the bitter end of the NCAA, don't you?
I think we're already there. Maybe not officially, but the NCAA has basically told us we're not going to do anything about it.
And so are they going to appoint like a football's ours? Or is there going to be any governing process to any of this? Because it sounds like it's just going to be a free for all to me, listening to it from the outside.
Lawlessness is what it's going to be.
I mean, it sounds that way, but anyway, that's what I was getting at, Bill. You're provoking thought this morning. Anyway, I'm gonna get off and let somebody else have.
Thank
time,
you, Dave.
Man. Have a good weekend.
Yep, you too. You too. The locker room dynamic, whatever team you pull for, whoever you like, is a very delicate ecosystem. Think about all the various you've got. White people, you got black people, you got different religions in there, you have different levels of financial either stability or instability in that locker room, you got people coming from all kinds of various walks of life. Okay, you have some players who don't have two parents, maybe one parent's never been in their life, you've got some that do have. Got some that maybe when you're in college, your parents get divorced. You have any number of items that could cause polarization in a very delicate locker room. That's why leadership among your players, when it comes to a locker room now, okay, just the locker room, is more important than the coach. If you've got senior or veteran leaders who can keep everything under control and keep everything somewhat harmonious, that is a huge advantage for a coach and a huge weight lifted off their shoulders. Now, I'm not saying they're more important than the coach, but in the locker room ecosystem, if you have leaders in there, and I'm talking about respected, we command it, leadership among the players. There's a lot of locker rooms don't have that. Not everybody has a leader. You don't just appoint a leader and then say, go do something. It has to be natural. It has to be something they are gifted with. You can't just stand up and say, I'll be the leader today. To get somebody who everybody respects and listens to and can take the locker room and say, hey, this is not the way we're doing. Here's the way we're going to do this. And be respected for it. That's going to be more important than ever. And again, I just brought up just one example. There's a million of them. But let's say you got a quarterback. Let's just do this again. You got a quarterback there at school XYZ. No. What's our new school? Tooth Fairy State, okay? A very prominent college football program, Tooth Fairy State. And you got a quarterback who's probably about a 3-star. And this does happen. And he gets to campus, let's say even redshirts. But he gets to campus and he becomes a very good quarterback. This happens all the time, right? It's not just the 5-stars. Happens all the time. This guy on the field produces. He wins games. When it's close at the end, he's usually the determining factor. He puts up stats. He's a leader. He's good when he gets interviewed. He does it all the right way. He goes to class. He speaks for the coaches, says all the right things about his teammates. And he's established as a college quarterback winner. And he's got a name, image, likeness, agreement, but he wasn't a big name. So his money is good, but it's not dynamic. Recruiting, they sign Johnny 5-star, who's going to go to Tooth Fairy State. This Johnny 5-star has a massive social media following. People have been patting him on the back since he was a sophomore about how good he is. He's maintained his 5-star recruiting ranking from the services. And right when he signs his letter of intent with Tooth Fairy State, name, image, likeness comes at him for $1 million+. Way more than the established quarterback gets. That's a problem. That's a problem. And it could be a problem that filters down to other players, too. What if you have some ticked-off linemen who aren't getting what they think they deserve? Now, again, it's not the glory position compared to quarterback, but it's a very important grouping, your offensive line. And you got a couple of them ticked off because they're not getting their fair share. All of that is something that if you're a coach, you have to worry about. For sure. West Coast Sooner. Bill, are you able to get Rusty next week? Yes, we'll get him next week. Yes. I don't know what day. Obviously, we don't guest anybody on Monday. But I'll get him next week. Yes. Rusty's always good. Talked to Rusty just the other day. Josh says, Bill, Troy Smith was a 3-star. That's a very good example. Who won the Heisman? Yeah, won the Heisman. Now, he didn't get drafted very high. A bunch of quarterbacks went ahead of him. But Troy Smith comes in there and exceeds by far his recruiting ranking. Chucks the ball up and down the field and has an excellent career at Ohio State. But somewhere in there, they signed Johnny 5-star after him. What did Braxton Miller come right there after him? Let's just say Braxton Miller, who everybody knew about. Okay? Everybody knows Braxton Miller. A dynamic athlete quarterback. Dynamic. And Braxton Miller gets... Les Wexner, Victoria's Secret. He gets a... Makes no sense, but just stick with me here. He gets $1 million Victoria's Secret name, image, likeness contract. Probably not the demographic they're looking for. A football player, probably not, but just stick with me there. That's the big sugar daddy, one of them at Ohio State, right? And now Troy's making, let's say he's making good money. He's making $250,000-$300,000. But Braxton Miller's already got a deal for $1 million. He hadn't busted a grape yet. That's a problem. Yeah, that's an issue. The sweater vest has got to deal with that. That's before Terrell Pryor. What do you think, speaking of that, what kind of money do you think Terrell Pryor, out of Gannett, Pennsylvania, remember he didn't sign until months after signing day in February, what kind of name, image, likeness, money would TP have gotten? Oh, my God. Those tattoos and all that other stuff wouldn't have mattered a lick, right? Oh, man. Pat, who'd you say we have on here? Oh, yeah. Down to the Emerald Coast. A lot of good friends down there. They carried the show down there. We appreciate that very, very much. The Goat, welcome in.
Hey, what's going on, Bill? Thanks for having the Goat on today.
Yes, sir.
Hey, the Goat wants to piggyback off what you're saying about, you know, these kids and jealousy. Because, you know, jealousy already exists in a locker room amongst players because, you know, they think they're better than the guy in front of them or they're not getting a fair shake. And then, like you said, you got a guy, you know, coming in there with all this money, you know, and you know, these kids, they're kids. They're 18, 19, you know, they're still kids. They're not mature enough to be adults. And they're flashing their money around. Jealousy's going to go through the roof now. And then, you know, what about kids that carry this money around and end up getting, you know, there's every team has the one guy on their team that's a thief, you know, goes in the locker room and takes money out of their pockets or because they're carrying all this cash around with them, you know. The Goat understands why you want to take care of these kids because they do put themselves out there and play football or basketball for the school, you know, and the school makes all this money. But at the same time, there's got to be – the way it's being handled, it's not being regulated at all, and that's going to end up being the biggest issue in the end is with these kids. It's no regulation. And then on top of that, you got these companies that are going to be giving this money to these kids. Like I said, you know, Johnny Five Star comes in. And, you know, Johnny Five Star's already there, but Johnny Five Star that came in gets more money than the other one, and the company that are endorsing him want to see him on the field because that's the person that, you know, the face of their company now. That's going to cause a problem. You have some of these boosters throwing money around, you know, saying, I want this kid to play and that kid to play. So it's just a big, big, big mess. But the Goat will leave you with this, and I'll let you respond. Talking about Terrell Pryor's, you know, his name, image and likeness, be worth. What about if this was around when Tim Tebow was at Florida? What kind of money could he have made when he was playing quarterback in college? We appreciate it, Bill, getting to go to work again today. He enjoys listening to you every day. Until next time, passing the Goat, as spoke.
There's the Goat, y'all. There he is. Now, I was just thinking, remember, what was that spoiled brat recruiting class at Florida? That was the 2010 group, right? And got to remember, Florida's coming off two national championships, 06, 08. 09 was a hell of a team, too. Good enough to win it all, except Alabama beat them. But there was another potential national championship. That had been 3 in 4 years. But they did get two. That's incredible. They bring in the class 2010, what many said could be the best defensive line class maybe ever, certain modern history. And to come in there all cocky and expecting everything to just be handed to them, and it was a problem, a big locker room problem for the Gators. The veterans did not like it at all. And it was polarizing. It was a toxic situation. We're going to have a lot more of that coming up. I mean, a lot more of it. And remember, you didn't then have the threat of the freebie transfer. You got the freebie transfer now. Oh, folks, where we're going is going to be wild. It's good for radio now. Don't get me wrong. I get it. It's good for radio. It's terrible for the sport, but it's good for radio. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We've seen a couple of accidents out here in the last few minutes. 1200 block of Antioch Pike being cleared up. Traffic still moving here on Briley Parkway coming past County Hospital Road, traveling through Bordeaux. Traffic's holding up right now. 65 from Franklin into Brentwood up through Williamson County. It's been in pretty good shape so far this morning. Gatlinburg Wine Cellars, home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check out all their flavors at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Now that 2020 is behind us, let's make 2021 the most relaxing year. Mokara Salon and Spa is located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel. And Mokara Salon and Spa offers a full-service spa experience. Relax in the comfort of the signature Mokara Spa as you're pampered with the ultimate spa experience. Make time for a soothing facial, massage, manicure, or pedicure as you rejuvenate in this refined, quiet oasis. Your treatment begins in the exquisite relaxation room. And whether you're enjoying a signature body treatment or just visiting the salon, you are sure to enjoy every minute of Mokara Salon and Spa. Open Friday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. To make an appointment, call 615-761-3600. Mokara Salon and Spa, relaxing you in 2021. Located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown. Radnor Wine and Spirits has been serving the greater South Nashville area since 1976. Locally owned and operated, we're here to help you celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, or anything you have to celebrate. We have a large selection of wine, spirits, and high-gravity beers that can fulfill any want you have. Visit us at 2635 8th Avenue South in Nashville or give us a follow on Instagram at RadnorLiquor615. Log on to the new website, RadnorWineAndSpirits.com. That's Radnor Wine and Spirits in Nashville.
Great values are happening now during Lowe's Summer Savings. Save on select appliance special values. Plus, save an additional $50 when you buy two or more appliances, each priced $396 or more. You'll also find new lower prices on ceiling fans, landscape lighting, and more. So shop Lowe's today. Must ask cashier to apply discount in store. Online must use promo code. Can't be combined with any other discounts. See Lowe's.com for exclusions and terms. Valid 7/15 through 8/4. U.S. only.
With an impressive roster of explosive young superstars and the reigning MVP, the Atlanta Braves are showing the East what they're made of.
1-1 on the way. He connects it. It's a high fly ball to deep right field. Way back towards the seats. And this ball is gone!
Tonight, the Braves are back in town for another big National League matchup with the NL Central Milwaukee Brewers live from Atlanta.
Coverage begins this evening at 6:05 on Nashville's home for the Atlanta Braves, Nashville Sports Radio.
If it's the P5, the G5, or a neutral site game in Council Bluffs, the Bill King Show has it covered.
No Brad today. Brad is off. He's got vacation. Imagine that concept. No, Brad deserves it. We'll have him back next week. Top water assassin over in South Carolina, Bill the quarterback, DJ Uianga Lele. At Clemson is doing Bojangles commercials. He says two of the offensive linemen are in it with him. He says, I assume the whole line is getting paid. Yeah, I don't know everybody's deal, and maybe they're not all done yet. Notre Dame's offensive line, now that would be everybody, from what I understand, like 17 of them. So that'd be all your first, second, third team, all that. They've got a barbecue sponsor, and they have, what's the other one they announced a week or two ago? Anyways, they've got two sponsors, apparently, for the entire offensive line. Now, that is a way, I guess, to keep things somewhat harmonious. You don't have to do that. There's no rule. But that'd keep things a little more even. Rod, a Buckeye in Texas. Bill, I would think that a position player getting something from name, image, likeness that other position players don't get is a small problem, but the flaunting of it and putting it in others' faces will be a huge locker room issue. Let's say a player, freshman, Johnny Five-Star, shows up, he's got name, image, likeness, cash, and he's got a brand new, whatever everybody's favorite new popular car is. Let's say he pulls up in a, and this may be an extreme example, but he pulls up in a Lambo. What do those things cost? $250, $350? I couldn't tell you. It's never been a thing for me, but But he pulls up in just some incredibly sexy, fancy, very expensive car. And he gets out, and he's all cocky and got money, and he's told by everybody how good he is, and maybe he's got a couple of girls with him. You don't think that's a locker room issue? I mean, this is a big mess. It's going to be fun to follow. I'm not saying we're not going to have fun with it. But if I'm a coach and I can privately speak without getting in trouble, I am pulling my hair out over this entire mess. Now, publicly, you can't say that because you've got to be on the right end of this. You've got to be pro, let these guys get everything they can get. For recruiting, you have to be on that side of this. But privately, you can keep it quiet like Oklahoma and Texas and the SEC and ESPN did. If you can keep it quiet like that, you can say, man, what an absolute freaking disaster nightmare we've got on our hands. And no policing at all. Just have at it, y'all. Just go for it. Dr. Detroit, welcome in.
Oh, Captain, my Captain, how are you today?
We are good. Appreciate it.
Good. Well, I'm going to get off the subject briefly, but I'll immediately get back on football. Of course, you saw where my Detroit Pistons got the first round draft pick of Cade Cunningham. And from Good Morning America, I thought maybe you'd get a good chuckle out of this, Bill. They've already got his nickname, Motor Cade. I thought that was quite lovely.
How about that? I did not know that because I didn't watch the draft. But, I mean, he was expected to be the top pick. I do know that. But I don't know where anybody
went. Well, hey, Bill, real quick, though, the thing that shot me, I don't remember hearing about that that Kentucky Wildcat basketball player getting killed in an automobile wreck about 3 months ago, they said.
Yeah, that's Terrence Clark. Very sad story.
Horrible, horrible. Yeah. God, just absolutely horrible. But they honored his family. They just said, and with the so-and-so draft pick, the NBA selects, and it's quite an honor. It's really neat. Class
act. I saw that on Twitter. Yeah, I saw that on Twitter.
Yeah, it was good. Very nice. I commend them for that. My Louisville Cardinals opens up against the Ole Miss Rebels. That's should be a heck of a nice.
That's
game
a to, potential underrated opener. That has a chance to be very interesting.
I don't know. Still, Louisville's a young team. I don't know what the expectations are compared to last year. I hope it's better than last year. I wasn't pleased with the coach not doing his job on coaching these kids and the pathetic plan that Louisville did in a lot of their games that could have been won easily. So I'm really, really upset about last season going this season. Anything you can brief me with, I appreciate it, and I will get off your air. Have a lovely weekend. Do not melt like a York peppermint patty like Dr. Detroit is right now.
All right. See you, man. Appreciate the call. Look, this is a very important year for Louisville. I wouldn't say it's vital and maybe we run off the coach, but this is a very, very important year. They ought to be pretty good this year, reasonably speaking. And if not, and there's been with the head coach and the administration and the fan base up there a bit of disappointment with this coach. So we'll see. We'll see. They have the quarterback back. They've got some good talent back, et cetera. And, but that is a, I'm glad you brought that game up. Obviously, we are obsessed over the Georgia-Clemson opener. That's the one that's got me so excited. But that first weekend's going to be fun. There are some good matchups in there that I am absolutely looking forward to. On Twitter, @BillIsKing. And we've got a lot more to get to here. I'll tell you what, I hear the music, so I won't try. Some of these are long, so I'll get to them when we come back. Markets are pretty red here, about 20 minutes or less into the opening. S&P, though, has corrected a little bit, down about 14.5. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We've seen a couple of accidents out here in the last few minutes. 1200 block of Antioch Pike being cleared up. Traffic still moving here on Briley Parkway coming past County Hospital Road, traveling through Bordeaux. Traffic's holding up right now. 65 from Franklin into Brentwood up through Williamson County. It's been in pretty good shape so far this morning. Gatlinburg Wine Cellars, home of the world famous cotton candy wine. Check out all their flavors at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for today: sunshine, highs 94, heat index values make it feel like 102. For tonight, mostly cloudy, 70 degrees. Sunshine for Saturday, warm, highs near 95. Saturday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms, 71. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Got biscuits, kitchen notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel does, and Bill King loves them all.
The GOAT down on the Emerald Coast. Bill, what kind of money do you think Tebow or Percy Harvin or Vince Young or Reggie Bush could have made with NIL? Seven figures. But let me give you the best example. You know how much they could have made? Probably not as much as Arch Manning's about to make. Whatever that number is going to be. Think about it. We're in the infancy of name, image, likeness. Arch Manning will come in what, year three of that? With the best last name you can have in the world of football. And a top ranking as a quarterback. and a uncle, Peyton, who is an incredible pitch man on commercials. Makes a fortune doing that. God knows what Arch Manning could command. Jim Dunn of Jupiter, Bill, Florida State tried for years to come in the SEC, but the Gators blocked it. In 91, it was about to happen, but Kramer and the SEC execs came to Tallahassee and were disrespectful. Then Gene Corrigan came to Tally and swooped us up. Yeah, but the big thing there was, and I've talked to Bobby about this, but Bobby Bowden vetoed it too. He did not want to do that. There's always been, and we were talking to Chris about it, we were talking about it earlier, there had always been this gentleman's agreement that Florida, South Carolina, Kentucky, Georgia, they would always stick together voting to keep their in-state rival out of the league. Florida State, Clemson, really no threat of Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech left the league back in the 60s on their own, or Louisville. But there's always been this unwritten, hey, we'll band together here. You support me, I'll support you. That's no longer the case. Yes, and A&M certainly wasn't in on any kind of quiet agreement like that. I'm sure part of the reason would be they probably thought there was no reason to ever be in an agreement like that. It's not going to happen. Jay Cutler's burner account. Bill, my God, what's up with the people from Detroit calling about the Pistons and the Lions and all their crappy teams? Gretchen Whitmer up there, Bill, is sending these folks off the deep end. Make it stop. Josh up in London. Bill, we know how much Reggie Bush made on his NIL deal, so there isn't really a what if about him. That's true. That's true. Alec Cripple Bob, Bill, isn't there a rookie pool limit? The NFL has one about the amount of money you can make as a rookie. Yes. Yes, there is. I think it's about, and Chris was talking about this the other day, too, on the show. I think that's about, I think, wasn't Sam Bradford the last guy to get the huge quarterback rookie number? I believe that's right. Chris was talking about it. But anyways, yeah, they don't allow that anymore. Now, name, image, likeness doesn't have any. There's no rule like that at all. There's a few rules. You can't endorse the devil's lettuce. You can't endorse a adult site of some sort. You can't endorse alcohol. You can't endorse anything to do with gambling. Those are a few of them. I know. Shannon up in South Bend. Bill, been in Chicago last couple of days on business. How anybody enjoys that traffic must be a person with a lot of patience. Do you think the Irish should be preparing for Marcus Freeman to succeed Brian Kelly in the next couple of years so he doesn't go elsewhere? We've talked about that quite a bit here. I would be. I don't. No, I mean, as far as recruiting, now he has not been a head coach. Obviously, anytime you do that, there's a risk. But almost any coach, unless you're hiring Nick Saban or Urban Meyer, there's a risk. There's a certain level. Maybe the risks aren't equal, but there are no sure things out there other than a couple like that. I'd be looking at that. I haven't seen it addressed by anybody, and we've had on Brian Driscoll, I've asked him about it too, but there's really no word there. You would hope. Historically, that's not Notre Dame style. Notre Dame style is people are lucky to work here, and if they get away, that's their loss. They've stopped that here recently. They're not doing as much of that arrogant stuff as they historically have. But I would be doing whatever I need to do to secure him. He has made a huge difference in their recruiting. And, again, he's taken over the defense. He hadn't coached him yet in a game. But we know what kind of job he did at Cincinnati, and it was excellent. And he was left a very good situation personnel-wise by Clark Lee. Their defensive line is going to be incredibly deep. Not a lot of really big, overwhelming bodies up front, but a lot of depth there. And, of course, I think they've got maybe the best defensive player in America in Kyle Hamilton. He's one of them. Either him or Thibodeau. But he's one of them. He's a rare 6'4", 220-ish pound safety who can do anything. Blow up a play, go get the ball. Big play guy with phenomenal size. Unheard of size. And sideline to sideline ability. And Kyle Hamilton. It's hard to get your hands on a player like that now. It's very rare. At Patton _ Cook. Again, no Brad this week. He'll be back next Friday. Monday, we'll reset everything. Guesting it up on Tuesday. Markets are down. Be careful today. But again, down market, sometimes good pricing for you. But be choosy. Lush Bob.